Hi, I'm Penny Mallory and welcome to Success in 6 Minutes. These short podcasts are motivational coaching tips that I hope are easy to digest, but most importantly, easy for you to start putting into action today. My aim is that you start thinking and doing things differently so you can start to achieve the success you desire. This episode is all about stretch goals. Of course, any goal will provide focus and motivation for you to put in the amount of effort you need to do really well. But setting goals is never going to be a one-size-fits-all thing, particularly if your motivation is waning. So there are goals and there are stretch goals. But what is a stretch goal? Well, by definition, it's aggressively ambitious, aiming for results that are radically beyond your current capacity and output, focusing on extremely difficult or extremely novel challenges that require innovative approaches. It's a goal that pushes you, your team, your organisation to dream big, shoot for the stars and achieve extraordinary results. Setting stretch goals will involve having radical expectations that go way beyond your current capabilities and performance. And when your performance expectations are set at what would appear to be near impossible levels, all your previous techniques, your previous routines and frameworks absolutely will not do. They've got to be chucked out the window because it's time for a total rethink and for complete innovation. I think importantly, most people don't realise that a stretch goal is absolutely not about doing more of the same. It must be impossible to hit by doing more of the same old stuff. It's definitely not about doubling the turnover and expecting everyone to work harder and longer. But a real stretch goal is going to be about breaking into uncharted territory, smashing new ground, requiring completely different thinking, a whole new approach, total revolution, not evolution, qualitative, not quantitative change. And for some, this can breed a palpable sense of excitement and energy. So by its very nature, a stretch goal may bring really fantastic reward, but with it may come the inevitable greater risk. The idea of stretch goals might sound incredibly alluring and exciting to you. It certainly is for some business leaders and people managers. But no doubt sparking unfathomable business success is never going to be a simple task. And not every stretch goal is going to be a success either. So the first thing to ask yourself when setting a stretch goal is, what is the goal, the objective? What? Set your objective. Understand what it is you want to accomplish. As for any other goal setting exercise, it's got to be specific, bound by a time frame, it's got to be measurable and verifiable. So next, it's really important that when thinking about how you might introduce stretch goals for yourself or others, before anything, you've got to truly define and understand the purpose of your stretch goal. So consider the why. Why are you doing this? Your clear, compelling sense of why must be understood. Critically, an understanding of your values and your personal development goals would increase the likelihood of a stretch goal aligning with those. If the goal doesn't align with your values and purpose, there's very little point in pursuing it. And lastly, how? How are you going to get this done? Develop a clear plan of action, of course, but this time the plan demands innovative, creative approaches and totally new ways of learning and doing things. And this can take you to new heights, or at the very least, shake you out of a rut. If the stretch goal is too outlandish, you may find that you and those around you can't fully engage with the challenge. Be aware that stretch goals don't always go to plan either, so it's vital to approach any goal, particularly a stretch goal, with thorough planning and consideration of how things just might go haywire. It's going to be vital to break down the large challenges into smaller ones that produce visible results and maintain the strategy of small wins. This generates more action because it enables you and the people around you to make slow, steady progress and, importantly, to see changes actually happening. It's possible to make significant strides with smaller, achievable goals that boost your commitment and morale or your team's chemistry and involvement. And if the conditions are right and you're ready to take on a stretch goal, you need to remember that these goals by definition are extremely difficult and they may fail. If you or your team does fail to meet its goal, it's important to learn from the experience and focus on solutions rather than finding someone to blame. Remember, you can only either win or learn. And some people are driven to reach beyond what's possible, while others rely on consistent achievement and positive momentum and sustained progress. It's up to you to understand your capabilities, your resources and resolve, and put yourself in a position to succeed. When stretch goals seem overwhelming and unattainable, they can sap people's motivation often. The enormity of a problem or challenge can cause people to freeze up. They can just become overwhelmed and discouraged when faced with massive and complex issues. And the simple premise, of course, suggests that pushing people to dream bigger and shoot for the stars will inevitably lead them to innovate and outperform what they'd previously imagined possible. And it can, but it doesn't always. If there's seemingly no chance for success and no benchmarks to indicate a job well done, anybody's motivation could be sapped. I absolutely love the concept of stretch goals, but I do have a couple of warnings about them. The first one being that the stretch goal can go wrong. Without the right resources, the right mindset or buy-in from everybody, it can demotivate people. And I suppose my second warning would be that stretch goals can have a dangerous tendency to foster unethical behaviour, because people under extreme pressure to achieve unrealistic goals can sometimes make unethical decisions or take excessive risks. While dreaming big can be thrilling, nothing drives culture and future performance like meaningful success. Everybody loves to be part of something extraordinary, to be part of a meaningful legacy. Stretch goals need to be about your excellence, your human excellence, and really not about financial targets. Financial goals bring out the worst in us, I think, the selfish gene that lurks in most of us. Instead, stretch goals need to appeal to the very best in us. So to recap, three things that I think you need to consider with a stretch goal is: what? Set your objective. What is it you want to accomplish? Why? Revealing your clear, compelling sense of why that aligns with your values will be vital. And how? An innovative plan of attack that breaks new ground will be your how. Set meaningful and audacious goals, but ensure they're the right goals for the right reasons for you. For more information on my keynote speaking, workshops and coaching, go to my website pennymallory.co.uk or Instagram mallory.penny.